In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
Kevin Stefanski will no longer call plays for the offense.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bombshell that came out of nowhere three quarters of the way into Stefanski's Wednesday availability. He was asked the question, who's going to call plays this week? And Stefanski volunteered that he has turned things over voluntarily. He says this is his decision, that it's going to be
That's Ken a wink for anybody who's just straight listening and not watching on YouTube.
Yeah. Yep. Because I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe he had the authority when it came to Deshaun Watson, and I certainly don't believe that this was his decision. But he said that it was his decision after further evaluation. Ken Dorsey, come on down. Like, Ken Dorsey, think about this, Andy. Ken Dorsey was brought in to, quote, fix Deshaun Watson or whatever.
Right. You
know, right. Offense for, didn't get to call plays when Deshaun was on the field. Now that Deshaun's gone for the season, Ken Dorsey, come on down. It's all yours. This train wreck here for you to clean up. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It reeks of desperation. It, quite frankly, Andy, it reeks of a coach who's about to get his ass fired. That's what it smells to me like.
Well, I think there's a couple ways to look at it, and at least this is what we thought of when it immediately happened, was one, the scenario that you laid out. Two, an option to have an offensive coordinator to fire if things still continue to not work out and you believe in your head coach that's a two-time coach of the year. I mean, now is probably a good time to make the change because, Daryl, you tell me, if Deshaun Watson's the starting quarterback on Sunday, is Kevin Stefanski calling plays?
Probably, yeah.
That's what I think, too. So because they did the quarterback change, which also doesn't make sense because of what you had said, and I think somebody had asked it in the press conference as well, and Kevin said, well, we don't see it that way. It's a collaborative effort. So,
And you know what? That very well might be the Browns' problem right there. A little too much collaboration going on. You know what I mean? Like, there is a such thing as having too many cooks in the kitchen.
All right, so who are we blaming for the Deshaun Watson deal, too? Because a lot of people talk about that. And then, you know, as we found out a few weeks ago, no one's still talking about it. Ultimately, will Paul D. Podesta get the blame? Who's getting the blame for this?
I think the people that signed off on it should get the blame. But you can't fire them because they own the team. But they signed off on the deal. They signed off on six draft picks going to the Houston Texans. And they signed off on a fully guaranteed $230 million contract.
So where are we going, Daryl? Where is this offense going? What are they going to do? And by the way, is anyone not expecting the offense to look better? You're going to be back to a semi-healthy offensive line that's almost there for your original tandem. An offensive line that was built for the run. Can we be honest about that? Not built for the pass.
Right.
And so, you know, you got Nick Chubb back this week. You're going up against – I know the Ravens are a really good football team, but defensively, the offense should have their first chance – to be healthy, with the exception of having, you know, Amari Cooper out there right now, who's now playing in Buffalo, that this should be a week that the offense should be able to get rolling.
Well, what should be better, right? Like, I don't know. The only thing that I can think of right now, Andy, is that maybe the offense will at least be entertaining to watch with Jameis Winston at the helm. Right?
I agree.
They may score some more points. He's probably going to throw some more interceptions. But at least it's going to be fun to watch, right? Because let's be honest about it. The first 7 weeks was like a 7 week long root canal with no Novocaine.
It was 99. It was like watching 99.
I mean, so here's the rankings. Let me, I feel like this is now a weekly feature on here. It's always game day in Cleveland. Here is where the Browns rank offensively.
They brought to you by any basement company in America. Go ahead.
Yes, if you'd like to sponsor this podcast, feel free to hit it up.
Just this segment. Who's in last place or who's near the bottom of the NFL in stats?
Okay, here we go. Here's the weekly offensive rankings for your Cleveland Browns. 32nd in yards.
Last.
In yards per play. 32nd in passing yards per play. 32nd in sacks. 32nd in third down efficiency. Lo and behold, they're tied for 31st in first downs per game. Otherwise, they would be, you guessed it, 32nd. They're 30th in passing, 29th in scoring per game. They're tied for 28th in rushing and tied for 20th in rushing yards per attempt this season.
It's not good. Not good at all. Thank you for those numbers. Brought to you by any waterproofing basement repair system you can possibly think of. Thank you. We appreciate the sponsorship of AIR. That sucks, Daryl. That absolutely sucks. The offense has nowhere to go but up. There's no question about it. So what will Jameis Winston look like in this offense?
I have no idea.
Or as we like to call him on our show, we're calling him the Reverend now.
Oh, it.
Because he is preaching like crazy, man. He is preaching. When you listen to him talk, it's hard not to be entertained and hard not to be motivated. He is the preacher. Reverend. Yeah. You're dead quiet on that. He does. He's infectious. He's a motivator. I get it. There
are things that I would love to say that I cannot say.
Okay, well, I'm motivated by the way he speaks. I think Jeff is too. So okay. We're calling him a reverend. I called him reverend this morning.
I am not motivated.
What's going on?
What? I am not motivated when he speaks, but to each
okay. Third,
it's fine.
Hey, it may not be come to fruition, but at least he sounds excited when he talks.
Okay. Great. Fantastic.
That doesn't get you in the end zone. I mean, he's the guy that's been running the drills before the game with the first team offense out on the field before the game. I would think the offense would be somewhat happy that he's taking over.
He did make a good point. The 1-2-3 go Browns guy is now actually going to be in the huddle on the field. So
thank you.
Will be some residual energy.
All right. Well, here, do this. Let's play positive and negative. Tell me why he's good for the offense.
Because he's not Deshaun Watson right now.
Is he going to be able to push the ball down the field?
Well, both quarterbacks can push the ball down the field. The question is, will the passes be completed downfield?
So you want to blame the wide receivers for everything on this? Or is that, what are you saying? Or the offensive line? Or
I got to double check something real quick because it just hit me as you raised that point about pushing the ball down the field.
Yes.
Nope, I was right. Okay.
Last place?
Not only are the Browns the only team in the league to not have scored 20 points in a game this season, I'm pretty confident in saying this. I've not researched this, so if I'm wrong, I deeply apologize. I do believe the Browns are the only team in the NFL to not have a play go for 40 yards this season. Their longest play came at Jacksonville September 15th. It was 36 yards, Jerome Ford.
It was almost 40. Almost 40 should be a stat.
There's
you know, they got the arrows that go like this and like that, and then they get the equal sign. There's like a an arrow that kind of is never mind.
Would you dad joke Baskin, would you like to know the longest pass completion of the season?
I'm gonna go 17 yards.
Times two, and you're close.
I meant 34 yards.
You're off by one. 35 yards Philadelphia. Deshaun Watson to Jerry Jeudy.
That's great. It's good stuff.
Now, would you like to know how many plays the Browns have given up of 40 or more yards?
I'm going to say at least, I'm going to go nine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say six.
I was going to say seven. And then I'm like, no, maybe it's worse.
Now, if you would have said seven, you would have been right.
Oh, it was seven.
It was seven, yes.
Ah, I should have went with my gut on that.
Yeah. The longest play that they've given up the entire season was at Washington, the McLaurin 66-yard catch.